Well, I'm joined now by Jim Bulger, proud Wexford man, as we all know. And Jim, first of all, congratulations on yesterday. It was fantastic. It was tight at the finish. But was it a little bit surreal for you not being able to be there because of the strange times we're living in at the moment?
Thank you, Liam. No, not in the least. No, I enjoy putting the feet up and watching it on the box.
Yeah, and
I don't have to be there.
Were you confident before the race, Jim?
Well, we knew that since last year that we have a very good horse, and we felt that it was going to take a very good one to beat him if everything went well. But you can never tell in those races. Things may not always go the way you want them to go. But in fact, everything turned out reasonably well.
And Aidan was well front-loaded with four horses, so he was obviously going to be the danger. But
well, they're always formidable, but on this occasion, it didn't seem to matter.
Does it make it all the more sweeter, Jim, the fact that your son-in-law, Kevin, who's been riding with you for God knows how long, but that he was on board?
Of course it does, yeah. We have a great family set up, and they're all into the sport and very supportive, and it's lovely when it all works out.
Tell us a little bit about the horse, Jim, and how you came upon him.
Have you got 24 hours?
Well, sure, you keep away. We have all the time you want, Jim.
Back in the late 90s, an American owner called Tom Gentry, who was of Irish descent and a legendary horseman in Kentucky, sent a filly to me to train. And the reason he sent her to me was that her conformation wasn't great and he wasn't sure she'd stand training in America. So he sent her to me. And I won, I think it was four races with her. And because her conformation wasn't what one would like, he told me that he didn't want to breed from her and if I was interested, I could buy her. So anyway, I bought her from him and I began to breed from her. And four generations later, Poetic Flair crops up. So that's where it all started and where it came from.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that it's, you know, that it's your own horse, you know, it's in Jackie's silks, so that makes it all the more sweeter, I'm sure, Jim.
Well, he's a Wexford horse.
Is he?
Born and bred in Oilgate, yeah.
And how many horses have you still there, Jim, in Oilgate?
We've about 80 broodmares.
Jesus, Jim.
And three stallions.
Yeah, and that's a family operation as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Ken, my nephew, runs that with his staff, and they do a very good job.
Yeah, and, you know, to get a horse, you won the 2,000 guineas before, Jim. You know, to be able to come back and do it, and everybody talks about your age, but I think you're the youngest and fittest man I've ever met for a man in his 70s. But Dawn Approach in 2013 was another fantastic horse.
Well, probably the next time I'll be talking to you, you won't be able to say in his 70s, but however.
Another big one coming, Jim, is there?
It's just a number and a symptom of the times. We live in a very ageist society. You're kind of expected to, if you're a hurler, you're expected to disappear at 30. If you're in employment, you're expected to disappear at 65.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people say to me sometimes, you know, I must be old because the Taoiseach is younger than me, you know. So, because we all grew up with Mr. De Valera and Mr. Lamass, and they seem to do a very good job at the time. So I wouldn't have any problem with an older person running the country.
And Jim, you're still up early every morning. Are you still out and about early every morning?
Oh, yes, yeah. Put in a good day. Yeah.
And is that what keeps you going, though, in a way, Jim? You know, it's a healthy lifestyle, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I like to be active, yeah. But sure, in my own mind, I'm only 35.
Yeah, yeah. And I know we're slightly joking, but your health is so important, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, it is. It's no joking matter. You know, your health is your wealth, you know. So I'm fortunate to enjoy good health. And I look after it as well and do the best I can to keep it that way.
Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of control over it other than to look after ourselves as best we can.
Yeah. And is Pat still with you up there, your right-hand man? Is he still with you?
He is, yeah, very much so, yeah.
How many years is he with you, Jim?
It's Well, he used to ride out San Gervais, and he won the Derby in 92, so he would have been here a few years before that. So he was a very good rider. He's still a very good rider, and he is very capable in the management and handling of the good horses.
Yeah, I've forgotten his second name. He's a gentleman.
Pat O'Donovan.
Pat O'Donovan, that's right. O'Donovan.
Yeah.
And how important is it to have someone like Pat by your side, Jim?
Like, the staff are everything, you know. Like, if you haven't got good staff, you're at nothing.
Yeah. And you've always had great support from Jackie and the family. It's kind of it's a real family affair when you go up there.
Yes, well, they kind of got used to my risk-taking, and they live with it, you know, so, yeah. And they enjoy the racing. So it all works very well.
What kind of, how did you enjoy the race yesterday? Were you relaxed, or was it difficult just to watch it on telly?
I had a lot of confidence in the horse, and I was expecting him to do the business if everything went well. And in this game, you know, you're conditioned to defeat as well. So, and I kind of take the defeats, I wouldn't say very easily, but it doesn't sicken me. So I can take it, but it's very enjoyable when it all works out well.
Is it like driving a fast car, Jim? Do you know when you have a really good one?
Well, I've never had a fast car, Liam. You'd know more about that than I would. We'd have a good idea early in the year, so as two-year-olds, provided they're strong enough to show something when you up the pace a little bit. And it's a lot about attitude as well, and how they move, and, you know, the sort of feedback you're getting from the riders. But it would be unusual now to have a really good one and we not to know about it.
Yeah, and of course Kevin is very experienced as well, so I'm sure he really knows when he sits on a
good
one.
But that's true. He's a great help, yeah. And when they're three quarters fit, he'll be sitting on them all at some stage, and I get very good feedback from him.
His experience was invaluable yesterday, I felt, Jim.
Yes, well, it was nice to see that he could still do it against the younger brigade. So it counted, because when he jumped out of the stalls, he just picked up his bridle and he was running a bit too enthusiastically for about a furlong and a half. But once he got him into a good rhythm, then it was just a question of holding his position and being ready to go at the right time.
How difficult is it to get a horse into a good rhythm, Jim?
Well, if you're riding a good horse and the pace is suiting him, it's easy enough. But if the horse isn't up to that level, you just have to sit and suffer and hope that that the ones in front will come back to you a bit in the final couple of furlongs. But when you have one like him who has plenty of tow, and you can put him anywhere in a race, and also he sees out the mile very well. So, you know, he's the complete package.
Yeah.
And he was at the top of his game yesterday, except he did lack experience. So yesterday was the first time that he was ever in a battle.
Yeah. And obviously he proved that he's well able for the battle. Is he a Derby horse, Jim?
No, we'll be keeping him at a mile.
Yeah. And in terms of racing, you know, Wexford are dominating the jump game. There yourself and Aidan, I suppose, doing so well in the flat still. Isn't it extraordinary the power of Irish horses at the moment, Jim? Particularly, I know you're interested in the jumps, but is your neighbour, Willie Mullins, isn't it extraordinary what's happening at the moment?
Yeah, well, Willie runs a very good show and has been doing it for years. And he has owners now that are prepared to invest. And where most trainers wouldn't have an owner that could spend more than 25 or 30 grand on a young horse, Willie's owners are prepared to spend up to 350 or 400. So obviously he's buying the very best horses, and when he gets them, he knows what to do with them.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it?
And it is, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, so many of the Wicks, of the horses now that are being point-to-point horses are Wicks are bred and Wicks are sold with some extraordinary young jockeys. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, no, Wexford is to the fore in jump racing.
And tell me about young Cleary, who's riding for a couple for you today in Sligo, Jim.
Yeah, well, he's been around a good while. He's from Westmead, and the family have been in racing for a long time. And I suppose he probably would have ridden his first winner about 17 or 18 years ago. And he's invaluable to me. He's here every day. And he has second choice on anything that Kevin wouldn't want to ride or couldn't ride. So, you know, I'm very happy to have him up today or any day.
Yeah, and you have a chance in a few races today, have you?
My best chance would be Ivy Avenue. She won her last start, and she's in good form and would have a good chance. Sligo's a tricky place. You know, you can get into trouble around there. So if everything goes well, I don't see her being too far away at the finish.
Yeah, because by and large, a jumps track, isn't it, Jim?
It is very much so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what plans now for Poetic Flair?
Well, I think his next run will be in Paris, I'd say, in 2 weeks' time, in the French 2000 Guineas.
Yeah.
And hopefully all will go well there. It's not as easy to get there now with Brexit, so
yeah,
that's something we have to get to work on now this week and see how we're going to manage it.
Yeah, how difficult is that, Jim? We don't think about it, I suppose. We just see horses turning up.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
And going to England even is difficult because you have to pay 20% VAT up front on your horse and you won't get it back for 6 months, so you need to be going with a chance because you're going to be without your money for 6 months, and then there's a lot of paperwork to be done as well. But my staff handled that very well, and it worked out well for us.
Yeah, because I noticed that Aidan and yourself, and indeed a lot of the Irish trainers, have sent very few horses to Newmarket this weekend. Is that one of the reasons, Jim?
No, I wouldn't think it would affect Aidan at all because he has a very powerful owners behind him, and expense doesn't seem to matter down there. So I wouldn't think that's a factor with them. But other owners now will be thinking twice.
Yeah. Well, Jim, it's a fantastic success. I really appreciate you joining me this morning. I suppose the other... You'll be watching a lot of sport at home on telly, and I suppose you may watch the hurling at home on telly either, or listen to us fellas roaring, but it's nice to see hurling back as well, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, it's great, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to my first trip to Wexford Park in a few weeks' time.
Yeah. Do you think that supporters will be allowed in, Jim?
Well, I don't see any reason why at least the vaccinated ones shouldn't get in. So we all fogies would have the place to ourselves.
Yeah, well, Liam has had his vaccination as well, Jim. So I'm glad you included we all focus there.
Yeah.
But listen, it's fantastic, Jim. I'm absolutely delighted for you. As everybody knows, you're a proud Wexford man, and loads of people are delighted for you. And you know what? It proves that there's life in the old dogs yet, isn't there?
Yeah, well, sure. My staff see to that. They keep me going. So. I don't have much choice now other than to carry on with it, you know.
Lovely to talk to you, Jim. Have a really good day, and congratulations on your success and the best of luck in France. I hope that horse continues to dominate the headlines this summer. Thanks very much, Jim.
Thanks, Liam. Take care.